Screenwriter Charlie Kaufman and director Spike Jonze collaborated on the film Being John Malkovich. Their new movie, Adaptation, is based on a true story from Kaufman's own life. It tells a fictionalized version of what happened when Kaufman was hired to write a screen adaptation of the nonfiction book The Orchid Thief by New Yorker writer Susan Orlean. David Edelstein has a review.
Let me clue you in to the ultimate fantasy of a certain breed of neurotic Jewish American male, to turn a confession of impotence into a miraculous demonstration of potency. For that reason, I am so in awe of Charlie Kaufman's screenplay of Adaptation. I don't find the movie as revolutionary or even as entertaining as many of my colleagues, but rarely has self-flagellation been administered with so much showmanship. Kaufman was hired to adapt a very good but narratively spotty book by Susan Orlean called The Orchid Thief. In part, that was about Orlean's own problems understanding the passion of her subject, an eccentric Floridian orchid collector named John LaRoche. When Kaufman couldn't get a handle on the material, he injected himself into it, and so he decided to turn his screenplay into the story of an up-and-coming but painfully insecure screenwriter named Charlie Kaufman, played in the movie by Nicolas Cage, who's hired to adapt a sprawling nonfiction book called The Orchid Thief. Adaptation begins with both Kaufman's self-doubt and his defiance. Here he is sitting with Tilda Swinton as the elegant and sexy executive who hires him. First, we hear his inner monologue, then his assertion of artistic integrity.
I've got to stop sweating. Can she see it dripping down my forehead? Oh, she looked at my hairline. She thinks I'm bald.
We think you're great.
Oh, wow. Thanks. That's nice to hear.
We all just loved the Malkovich script.
Thanks.
Such a unique voice. Boy, I'd love to find a portal into your brain.
Trust me, it's no fun.
So, tell me your thoughts on this crazy little project of ours.
First, I think it's a great book. I just don't want to ruin it by making it a Hollywood thing, you know, like an orchid heist movie or something, you know, or changing the orchids into poppies and turning it into a movie about drug running, you know? Why can't there be a movie simply about flowers? I'm saying it's like I don't want to cram in sex or guns or car chases, you know, or characters, you know, learning profound life lessons or growing or coming to like each other or overcoming obstacles to succeed in the end. You know, I mean, it's the book isn't like that and life isn't like that. You know, it just isn't. And you know, I feel very strongly about this.
Adaptation has so many interwoven strands of reality and fiction. The film itself is like a strange new breed of orchid, and one that is intoxicated by its own vapors. Kaufman, the screenwriter, not the character, has shrewdly given his schlumpy hero a neat foil, a twin brother and wannabe screenwriter named Donald Kaufman, who is busy penning a wildly commercial serial killer thriller and who preaches the gospel of that infamous real-life screenwriting guru Robert McKee, played in the film by Brian Cox. In an almost parallel plot, set 3 years earlier, Susan Orlean, played by Meryl Streep, chases the orchid thief LaRoche, played by Chris Cooper, through Florida, trying to understand why he and a posse of Seminole Indians have taken to plundering the swamp at considerable risk to their health, freedom, and sanity. She, too, is in search of a way into her subject. So, Charlie Kaufman struggles to find his story. Susan Orlean struggles to find her story. Both resolve their struggles by making themselves part of their stories. And then, in the last half hour, Adaptation settles without fanfare or ironic emphasis into just the sort of screenplay that Charlie Kaufman has vowed not to write, a commercial thriller. Now I wondered, does this adaptation to Robert McKee-style screenwriting represent failure or success? I don't have a clue. Like Being John Malkovich, the movie wants to have it both ways, to be transcendent and bleakly cynical. And part of me wonders if this movie, so full of self-loathing, yet so pleased with its own cleverness, isn't a lively tap dance over a void. If Kaufman didn't settle for being recursive, because he basically blew the adaptation. Now, I wouldn't be so tough on Kaufman if I didn't think he had a talent potentially as great as that of Albert Brooks, Christopher Durang, and maybe even John Guare. Compare adaptation to Woody Allen's recent, very lame, and similarly self-conscious film Hollywood Ending, and you can see that Kaufman is Allen's true successor, formed by Woody Allen, but primed to carry the torch a little farther into the swamp of his own neuroses. Now he just has to stop making such a song and dance of his own self-hatred. And for crying out loud, adapt.
David Edelstein reviews movies for the online magazine Slate.